Northwest Ohio residents call out John Husted for key role in first energy corruption scandal. This article is by Jen Ziegler for TiffinOhio.net and read by an automated voice. A group of residents and community members turned out in Toledo on Thursday to publicly call out United States Senator John Husted over his role in the House Bill 6 corruption scandal, gathering with handmade signs as First Energy moves to raise electric rates again. Standing alongside local officials, demonstrators held signs reading, quote, John the Con, end quote. Quote, First Energy's golden boy, end quote. Ohioans can't afford John Husted's corruption, end quote. Some pairing photos of Husted with the rising cost of their electric bills. Several wore t-shirts reading, quote, unpaid protester, end quote. Community members and local leaders gathered to oppose First Energy's proposed rate increase and to link it to the fallout from the House Bill 6 scandal, WTOL reported. What brought residents out was the latest in a string of rising electric costs. First Energy's proposed three-year distribution plan would add about $5.30 a month each year to a typical Toledo Edison residential bill, an average increase of roughly 2.8% annually, according to figures the company provided to WTOL. The plan affects only the distribution portion of a bill and would take effect only if the Public Utilities Commission of Ohio approves it. The officials who joined the residents echoed their message. Quote, at a time when Ohioans are worried about affording a tank of gas or a loaf of bread, here's just another cost that the hardworking families of Toledo and Ohio are burdened with, Mayor Wade Kapshukowitz said, per WTOL. So we might ask ourselves why. Why is this happening? End quote. State Representative Erica White, a Democrat who represents Ohio House District 41 in Lucas County, called for transparency. Quote, we pay some of the highest utility costs across the country. We need accountability first. Where are the funds going? End quote. First Energy says the plan is about strengthening the grid, not past misconduct, and rejected any connection to the House Bill 6 scandal. Quote, we're a different company than we were back then. New leadership and new plans to improve. Spokesperson Brooke Conlin told WTOL. Conlin said the plan supports about $800 million a year in infrastructure upgrades and about $83 million a year in tree trimming and vegetation management, all aimed at reducing outages and improving restoration times, end quote. The demonstrators' anger traces back to House Bill 6, the 2019 law that delivered a ratepayer-funded bailout to nuclear plants owned by a First Energy subsidiary, and sits at the center of what prosecutors have called a roughly $60 million corruption scheme. Evidence in the state criminal case against former First Energy executives Chuck Jones and Michael Dowling, and reporting by the Associated Press drawn from Husted's official calendars, has documented meetings and phone calls between Husted and central figures in the scheme, as TiffinOhio.net has reported. Separately, the average Ohio residential electric bill has risen about $663 a year since the law took effect, based on PUCO data, though not all of that increase is attributable to House Bill 6. Husted has never been charged with or accused of any crime in connection with the scandal, and he has denied playing a meaningful role. Quote, my role was very clear. I wanted the nuclear power plants to remain operational, end quote. He said in a January 2026 interview with NBC4 Columbus. Husted, a Republican, was appointed to the United States Senate by Governor Mike DeWine in January 2025 and faces former Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown in the November 3rd special election. The state case against Jones and Dowling ended in a mistrial on April 1st, and a retrial is scheduled to begin September 28th in Akron. For residents who turned out Thursday, there is also a more immediate avenue. The PUCO will take public comment as it reviews the rate proposal. WTOL reported it contacted Husted's office for comment and was awaiting a response.